You're listening to SBS News.
For 2 years, they've been locked out, stranded, and unsure if and when they would be allowed back in. But now the Prime Minister has finally set a date for certain visa holders to enter Australia.
From the 1st of December 2021, fully vaccinated, eligible visa holders will be able to come to Australia without needing to apply for a travel exemption. Eligible visa holders, including skilled and student cohorts, as well as humanitarian temporary working holiday maker and provisional family visa holidays.
From next month, people with skilled worker visas, international students and those seeking humanitarian visas will no longer require a special exemption to enter. Instead, Scott Morrison says they will need to be fully vaccinated and have a negative PCR COVID test result before they come in.
It's another win for Australians who have got vaccinated. It's another win for Australians who want to see Australia to return to some form of the normality that we once knew pre this pandemic.
He says there are currently around 200,000 people who fall into these visa categories waiting to come into Australia over the next financial year.
My understanding is we're expecting probably around about 200,000 or thereabouts that fit into the skilled and other visa categories that we would hope would take this up. Whether they take them all up in December or they take them up in January, well, we'll see. But I have no doubt that the airlines will be responding positively to this, and that we'll see more planes in the air. Jobs in the air mean also jobs on the ground.
Humanitarian organisations and advocates such as CEO of the Settlement Council of Australia, Sarah Wright, say the move is a step in the right direction.
Look, it's excellent news. There's about 10,000 humanitarian visa holders overseas who have been waiting to come to Australia for a really long time. And this means that they can arrive and our services can help them really establish their life here. You know, they can start learning English, start building their connections. These are future Australians, so there's no need to stop them from going through that process of settlement any longer than they've already had to wait.
Vaccinated travellers from Japan and Korea will also be allowed into the country from December the 1st. This is in addition to the travellers now able to come from Singapore. The Prime Minister says the move to reopen will be an important step towards strengthening Australia's post-pandemic economy.
The steps we are taking today are about securing our economic recovery. The steps we're taking today are about Australians looking forward, and the steps we're taking today is about taking Australia forward.
As CEDA economist Gabrielle D'Souza explains, the economy has been struggling to cope without its working visa holders.
Look, I think it's going to be quite significant for our economy. We know from a lot of our members across the board, from hospitality industries to universities to construction and engineering companies, that they've been really struggling with the lack of workers in the economy. And, you know, there's a real risk that key projects could be put on the back burner until that skilled workforce is available. So it's really great to see these announcements today that instill a bit more confidence in that section.
The announcement has, however, been criticised for its lack of clarity on exactly how this reopening will work. Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Christina Keneally, says the government has simply made an announcement without a plan.
What we saw today from Scott Morrison was an announcement with no detail. The borders have been closed for 2 years, and we still don't have a plan for reopening for migration. What we saw today was simply an announcement, no delivery.
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.